Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 19. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armour of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armour of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything, to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. Beneath the surface of daily life, Satan and his armies are waging an invisible war against those who believe in Jesus. On our own, we're no match for these evil forces, but our God has not left us alone. His Holy Spirit remains with us, and he's given us tremendously powerful weapons to fight with. Good soldiers will always be well acquainted with their equipment, and we too need to be familiar with and able to use each piece of armour that God has given us. Let's have a look at that armour in today's passage. The belt of truth gives us the conviction to defeat Satan's lies. The breastplate of righteousness brings assurance that we're blameless before God because of Jesus' death for us. The shoes of readiness keep us prepared to serve God. The shield of faith deflects all temptation and discouragement that Satan fires in our direction. The helmet of salvation protects our minds, assuring us that we're set free from sin and death by God's grace. The sword of the Spirit is the powerful truth of God's word. And prayer is constant communication with God. Through it, we receive power, guidance and encouragement for the fight. See, the power of these weapons is their capacity to shine a light on the lies that Satan uses to undermine our faith in God. Freedom comes from choosing day after day to put on this armour. So often we rush headlong into our busy days, unprepared for any spiritual battle. We forget our armour and leave ourselves unprotected against Satan's schemes. Yet we're told twice in this passage to put on the full armour. A helmet or a shield alone is not enough to protect a soldier in the midst of battle. Every single piece is vital. So in what areas of your life might there be a spiritual battle going on right now? How intentional are you about putting on the armour of God? How will you put it on today?